Hello again, welcome, and thank you for downloading this Mansion Inglés podcast. This is podcast number 49, recorded for May 2012. Este mes, en el nivel básico, practicamos vocabulario y colocaciones de los verbos. In the intermediate section, holiday vocabulary and question words. And in the advanced section, some more idioms for you and advanced vocabulary. There's business English, as usual, this month, and of course, an activity for you to do with your kids. And many more ways to improve your English and take it to the next level. En los podcasts mensuales hablamos de los temas, vocabulario y ejercicios que salen en nuestro cuaderno mensual. Así podéis practicar la pronunciación y repasar el material del cuaderno. Si quieres recibir gratis el cuaderno cada mes, ver la transcripción de este podcast o leer los anteriores, vete a mansioningles.com y sigue los enlaces en la página principal. So, let's get started. Vamos a empezar con el nivel básico y el repaso de gramática. She can't speak English. Ella no puede hablar inglés. Repite. English. Speak English. She can't. She can't speak English. She can't speak English. Do you like shopping? ¿Te gusta ir de compras? Yes, I love it. Sí, me encanta. No olvides el it. 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 El objeto. Escucha. I love it. I love it. I love it. Repite. I love it. I hate it. I like it. I like it very much. Very much, mucho. Repite. Very much. I like it very much. Is that Juan and Christina's car? No, theirs is the Ford Fiesta. Theirs. Suya. Repite. Theirs. It's their car. It's theirs. Theirs is the Ford Fiesta. Repite. Theirs is the blue car. Theirs is the Ford Fiesta. Sarah didn't work yesterday. Sarah no trabajó ayer. Escucha. Sarah didn't work yesterday. Repite. Yesterday. Work yesterday. Didn't work. Sarah didn't work yesterday. How many people were there at the meeting yesterday? Yesterday. Ayer. People. Gente. One person. Two people. Three people. How many people? How many people were there? Were there. Pasado plural. Repite. How many? How many people were there? How many people were there at the meeting? Pepito usually walks to work. He usually walks. Repite. He usually walks. He usually walks to work. He sometimes takes the train. He usually walks. He occasionally drives to work. He never takes the bus. Good! También hemos practicado cambiando algunas frases al negativo. Escucha. Emma is a teacher. Affirmativo. Emma isn't a teacher. Negativo. Escucha y repite las siguientes frases. I like Japanese food. I don't like Japanese food. She's married. She's not married. I like vegetables. I don't like vegetables. He likes video games. He doesn't like video games. They live near the beach. They don't live near the beach. My parents smoke. My parents don't smoke. Today is Tuesday. Today isn't Tuesday. I like horror films. I don't like horror films. He swims very well. He doesn't swim very well. She's a doctor. She isn't a doctor. In the intermediate section this month, we looked at some common collocations with the verbs have, make, take, and do. Listen and repeat. To make a mistake. Try not to make any mistakes. Hacer una foto. To take a photo. Would you mind taking a photo of us? Could you take a photo of me and my wife? To make progress is to advance, to go forward. We're making progress. We're making progress on the website design. Hacer un descanso, to have a rest. Have a rest. You look tired. Why don't you have a rest? Repeat. Have a rest. Have a rest for a few minutes. Tener sentido, to make sense. It doesn't make sense. No tiene sentido. Repeat. It doesn't make sense. This doesn't make any sense. Hacer la compra or hacer las compras. To do the shopping. Repeat. Do the shopping. Did you do the shopping today? Who's going to do the shopping? To have a talk with someone means to speak with them seriously. To have a talk. I need to have a talk with you about the sales promotion. Fregar or lavar los platos. To do the washing up. Repeat. Do the washing up. I usually do the washing up in the evening. I usually do the washing up in our house. My wife does the cooking and I do the washing up. Reprender, to have words. To have words with someone is to tell them off or argue with them. Repeat. To have words. To have words with. My boss had words with me. I'm going to have words with my secretary about her negative attitude. Do homework. Do housework. Work usually collocates with do. So you do homework, deberes. You do housework, trabajo de casa. Most things in the house, you do. You do the washing. You do the washing up. Do the cleaning. Do the ironing. Do the shopping, etc. The bed is an exception, la cama. You make the bed. Did you make the bed? Now, if you're thinking of taking the Cambridge First Certificate exam in June this year, or in May, you will need to study at home, in your time, outside of the classroom. We can help you to prepare for the exam with the Mansion Inglés FCE preparation course. El curso lleva 60 horas de prácticas y estudio y ha sido desarrollado por profesores especializados en la formación práctica para la preparación de FCE. For more information, go to mentioninglaise.com and click the CD icon on the right of the home page. Click on Mención First, para ver el contenido del curso. Haz nuestra prueba de nivel, the first certificate, to see if you have the level to take the exam. You can also download course content free to try the course before you buy. If you have any questions about the exam or about the CD, Mención First, just send us an email at mencionteachers@yahoo.es. There were more idioms this month in the advanced section. Let's see if you can remember the idioms if I say the Spanish equivalent. For example, what's the English idiom for amor a primera vista? Love at first sight. Repeat, love at first sight. When I saw her, it was love at first sight. The Spanish idiom no solo de pan vive el hombre, in English, is man cannot live by bread alone. Repeat, man cannot live by bread alone. Do you remember the translation of el trabajo compartido es más llevadero? Many hands make light work. Repeat, many hands make light work. Come on, let's do it together. Many hands make light work. Vístanme despacio que estoy de afán. I'm sorry about my Spanish pronunciation. Vístanme despacio que estoy de afán. In English, it is more haste, less speed. Do it faster, but do it well. Repeat, more haste, less speed. La necesidad hace maestros. In English, is... Do you remember? Do you remember this one? Necessity is the mother of invention. Repeat, necessity is the mother of invention. And finally, no hay miel sin hiel, translates to no pain, no gain. Repeat, no pain, no gain. We also looked at some vocabulary connected to lying and deception this month. We all tell lies occasionally, some of us more than others, but it sounds better, we feel better if we call a lie a fib. A fib is a small lie, a white lie. This word is used often with children. Are you telling fibs? Repeat, fib, to tell fibs. Are you telling fibs? He lied so convincingly that I was completely taken in and believed everything he said. If you are taken in, you are deceived by someone or something. Repeat, I was taken in. I was completely taken in by the email and sent 10,000 euros to Nigeria. I was completely taken in by her sweet smile. A hoax, H-O-A-X, is an act intended to deceive or trick someone. Un engaño. Repeat, the whole situation turned out to be a hoax. In the end, it was all a hoax. A con man is estafador or timador in Spanish. Repeat, con man. A number of con men are known to be operating in the area. I'm sure her boyfriend is a con man. A fabrication es una invención o una mentira. Repeat, fabrication. To fabricate is the verb. She was accused of fabricating information. Repeat, she was accused of fabricating information. the story was fabricated to sell magazines. The phrasal verb to put on can mean to fake or affect. The player wasn't injured, but he was putting it on to get a free kick. I don't think he's really sick. He's just putting it on because he doesn't want to go to school. In the business English section, we looked at some business English vocabulary. If you expand your business, you increase the size of it. You take on more staff or move into a bigger office or factory. Repeat, to expand. We expanded our business. We're growing and we need to expand. If you are on first name terms with someone, you use their first name and not their family name. If you are introduced to someone in a formal business situation, you should use their family name until they tell you to use their first name. So, for a man, you say, Mr. Would you like to take a seat, Mr. Smith? For a woman, use Mrs. if she's married. Repeat, Mrs. Can I take your coat, Mrs. Jones? And use Miss if she's single. Repeat, Miss. Would you like some water, Miss Harvey? If you don't know if she's married or not, or if she doesn't want you to know, the term is Ms. M-S. Repeat, Ms. May I introduce Miss Jenkins? Very often, they will invite you to use their first name. Please call me Stephen. Please call me Juan. Repeat. Please call me Juan. Please call me Julia. North Americans, Canadians, Australians and New Zealanders are usually more informal in business and will prefer to be on first name terms immediately. Many British people, however, especially the older generation, may prefer the more formal Mr. and Mrs. He is the head of the accounting department, means that he's in charge of the accounting department. Repeat, the head of. He's the head of accounting. She's the head of personnel. In charge of. I'm in charge of security. She's in charge of marketing. If someone tells you that they are tied up, it doesn't mean that someone physically tied them up with rope, una cuerda, although to tie up does mean atar in Spanish, but it also means to be occupied. Está ocupado. Repeat, I'm tied up. I'm sorry, I'm tied up. I'm tied up right now. I'm sorry, she's tied up with a client at the moment. Would it be convenient for you if we met on Friday morning? No confundas comfortable and convenient. Los dos se puede traducir como cómodo. Pero convenient es conveniente o oportuno, oportuna. Listen, this sofa is lovely and soft. It's really comfortable. I'm sorry, but 3 o'clock isn't a very convenient time for me. Can we meet at 5:30? Repeat. It's a comfortable sofa. It's a comfortable bed. It's not convenient for me. Is it convenient for you to come in the morning? I am a very positive and optimistic person. I always look on the bright side. Always look on the bright side of life, said Monty Python. Always look on the bright side of life. El lado bueno de la vida. Repeat. On the bright side. look on the bright side. Unfortunately, we have to finish there for this episode. We hope you are looking on the bright side, and we wish you all the best. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast and for being part of the community of La Mansión del Inglés. Remember, if you want to contact us, you can find us on Facebook. Just search Facebook for La Mansión del Inglés and join our growing community of fans. Or send an email to mansionteachers@yahoo.es. You can also follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter name is MansionTwit. También tenemos dos aplicaciones para el nivel principiante y el nivel básico a la venta en la tienda de iTunes. Para encontrarlas, busca y Mansión Auto. El precio de cada aplicación es de 2 euros 39 céntimos. Until next month then, take care, keep practicing, and taking your English to the next level. Bye for now. The music in this month's podcast is by Revolution Void. The album is The Politics of Desire, and the track is called Outer Orbit.